Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you along. It is Friday, Halloween.
Nice spooky sound effect.
Thanks. Wish you did that while there was no music. I want to pull that so bad.
I want to bump back with the Monster Mash. Hello.
Yeah, come on, Schulte.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the Monster Mash?
I can get some Halloween tunes going for you guys.
We'll all sing along.
I mean, I'll put Christmas stuff in come like December 14th-ish, but I didn't know how you felt about the Halloween
maybe
jams.
Thriller, if you will.
All right. Yeah.
Let's do it. Good Halloween tune.
Yeah.
So, man, I was reading this Ross Dellinger story about the LSU situation.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it is wild.
Yeah.
So, if you don't know, Brian Kelly got fired.
And now their AD is fired.
Scott Woodward just got fired.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who hired Brian Kelly. But it goes much deeper than that. According to Ross Dellinger, so this governor guy, Landry.
Mm-hmm. Big LSU fan, by the way.
He is, but he didn't go there.
No.
He's not an alum.
No.
He's just, according to Dellinger, the what do you call it, the governorship?
Yeah, that works.
He says, the connection between LSU football and its governor is steeped in history, rooted in passion, and adorned with truly unbelievable tales. One former Louisiana governor, Huey Long, insisted on calling plays during actual football games.
When was this?
And another, John McKeithen, skipped his own election party to watch the Tigers play.
Dude, the idea of the governor demanding to call plays is phenomenal.
This was in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, that was a simpler time. Like I've said,
and he wrote their fight song.
Dude, I
love
it.
They still play today.
Yeah, it just means more. Dude, if I was the governor and I had that authority, like essentially Phil Knight, I'd be calling plays.
So Huey Long, it says, Long, a Louisiana governor and U.S. senator in the 20s and 30s, authored the LSU fight song, still played today, often led the band onto the field, argued with officials during games, delivered pregame speeches to the team, and once ran out a coach after he forbade Long from speaking to the team at halftime.
Hells yeah.
God.
Is it wrong that I just think of, gotta be careful. I'm not going to say every Southern governor in the 20s and 30s, but can I say most governors in the 20s and 30s? I just think of as some of the worst human beings on the planet. I just think of like a boss hog. You know, the racism was through the roof. I picture some sort of cane with like a glass, like knob on the end of it, just yelling and screaming, demanding to call plays, running just roughshod over people.
Lots of cigars.
Lots of cigars. Yeah. Illegal slush funds and kickbacks.
Well, according to Dellinger, has a little piece in the story where he talks to a bar owner in Baton Rouge who says that there is a secret door in his bar to a back room where a lot of the deals.
What?
Yes, like, dude, it's straight out of the movies. Apparently,
this.
There's a bar they all go to. Like, Scott Woodward's like super non-media guy. Like,
sure.
Dellinger is talking here about how he likes to operate in the shadows. He's a former political lobbyist, if that helps you.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows how to get things done. He says he's not traditionally right or left. He has friends on both sides, and he just knows the game. And that's the world he came from before Mark Emmert took him up to Washington.
Yeah.
And they hired Chris Peterson up there. But before he went to Washington, he was at LSU, or he was in down there because he went to LSU. Mm-hmm. He was down there as a political lobbyist. And so that's the way he operates. And yeah, there's a bar owner who's like, yeah, Woodward comes in here and I'll show you where they sit. And they go behind a trap door and they sit back there. It's like the mob.
I just picture Foghorn Leghorn. I do declare.
Come on back.
We shall be hiring a new coach.
You got to have a secret knock and you go back there and it's all smoke filled.
I love it.
Dude, it's nuts.
And yet for all of that dysfunction, they've won 3 national titles in the last 20 years with 3 separate coaches.
Yes. Okay, so that's where, so according to Yahoo, Landry has it out for Woodward, had it out for Woodward.
Yeah.
And this is less about Brian Kelly and more about Landry hates Scott Woodward. And hence, there are several reasons why.
Hence the, I will let Donald Trump pick the next coach before Scott Woodward. I also learned this reading. The Louisiana, the state of Louisiana is actually on the hook for the buyout, like if the school didn't pay it. Like for, I mean, that is a state-run university that, I mean, most of the time, the head football coach is the highest paid employee in the state. And so technically, when he was kind of bloviating about, you know, the taxpayer money, he is technically right in that if LSU weren't, if they couldn't come up with the funds or refused to pay it, it would ultimately fall on the taxpayers to give Brian Kelly $54 million.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So the first thing that Landry hates about Woodward is that he hired Kim Mulkey, and Landry is super Republican.
Yeah.
And there was a moment, and this was LSU, I think Mulkey had already won her title there. Landry gets elected because he was only elected a couple years ago, mm-hmm. I think. And so he's now in office, and they had a game, and I don't know if you remember this in the news, but they had a game where he criticized Mulkey because his team did not come out and stand for the national anthem.
I do remember that, yes.
Well, a lot of women's teams don't come out for the national anthem. Mm-hmm. The way they run their pregames, they're in the locker room.
Yeah.
So he got mad about that. So that was the first thing. The second thing was, and this we talked about on the show, I had forgotten about it, but Landry was the one, he's the governor, was the one who wanted the caged tiger back on the field.
Yeah, Mike the Tiger.
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And they actually did it, and then all the veterinarians and all the like animal people were like, dude, you can't do this. And so Woodward put the kibosh on it.
Yeah.
That's the second thing. And the third thing was, and this is so on brand, apparently, even though Landry didn't go to LSU, he loved the LSU basketball team when they were winning with Will Wade. Well, Will Wade got fired and he was cheating.
Yeah.
Will Wade, that was that whole FBI mm-hmm. Basketball scandal. Well, he lost. Will Wade held out for a long time, was very defiant, but he ended up getting fired by Scott Woodward. Landry, once he got elected, he wanted them to rehire Will Wade. And Woodward's like, dude, I can't do that. So those are the three reasons, according to Ross Dellinger, that Landry hates Woodward.
Hmm. And so this was all about, this was like a personal vendetta.
He just wanted to get him out of there.
I'll be damned. Now, I did read today that they are going to give, because Landry came out and said, I will not be picking the head coach. Although, is he? But they gave the autonomy, I guess there's an interim athletic director because they're going to fire Woodward. So it's Virgie Asbury, and they're saying that he or she, I'm assuming it's a he. I don't know. I don't know who this person is. But they say they will have full autonomy in hiring the next coach, which I don't believe for 2 seconds. You really think that LSU, after all of that and the grandstanding by the governor, is going to let the interim athletic director hire the highest paid employee in that state? I don't buy it for 1 second.
I don't think anyone does.
No.
The other thing, too, is Woodward is kind of progressive.
Yeah.
And, of course,
That's not going to fly.
You know, anybody way right now thinks they're the worst people in the world.
Yes.
And so anything they can do to squash them. And that's kind of what's happened here.
I kind of want Trump to pick the next coach. coach.
Well, you said it. He'd pick Tuberville.
Tommy Tuberville.
Maybe Bruce Pearl.
And Tuberville would, yeah, they just hire those two. Tuberville would take that job in a heartbeat, and it'd be amazing.
Can you see Trump down there on the side? Trump would be like, well, I feel like I'm probably the best. No, I'm the best. Nope. Give me the headset.
No one knows football.
And what if he was, like, that would be so cool. Trump, like, with his little MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe just over his hair. He's got the headset and the in a suit, just
down there running things.
Pacing the sidelines, calling plays.
I truly believe that they have taken what should be a top three job in America, and I don't think that they are going to get the candidate that they think they're going to get. If you're Lane Kiffin or someone like that and you're in a good spot, dude, do not walk into that viper's nest. Even like if you're an athletic director, I mean, I guess you need to hire a certain athletic director with a political leaning, right? I mean, is that where we're at now?
I think that's where we're at.
You know, when you have a governor like this that's that involved, you really can't afford to go with someone that isn't anything other than on your side. That's interesting.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Good times.
Someone said I think he would go visor and cut off sleeves hoodie. Oh, yeah. Go full Bill Belichick. Trump. Yeah, Trump out there.
What about Rolovich? There's their guy.
Yeah.
Get him in there.
Yeah.
OC, anti-vax guy.
I'll be very interested to see where this goes. And who turns it down? Like, I just can't imagine Lane wants to step into this. There is nothing good that's happening right now in LSU other than it's LSU. And you don't even have to have everything rolling. If things are just calm at LSU, you can win 10 games and win a national title. In fact, find me a program that's won more national titles while trying to screw it up, quite like LSU. I guess Auburn won one with Gene Chizik, and he sucked.
I guess we didn't really know. I mean, we're not down there, so it's hard to know that they were this.
Yeah.
They were like this.
Yeah.
Because they just kept winning.
Yeah.
So it seemed like a really good job and program.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No, from Les Miles, the Les Miles stuff to Ed Orgeron to Brian Kelly, they haven't had any sort of stability in like 15 years, and yet there's two national titles and a Heisman Trophy, for God's sakes. Somehow, you want to talk about just built-in advantages? Think about for all the schools that have to grind. Like, take Oregon, who has really done a nice job over 30 years, right, building this thing up. Come to the doorstep a couple times, haven't won one, and really have to do everything kind of like better than the next guy. Meanwhile, you got the Keystone Cops fumbling around down there in Baton Rouge, hiring a bunch of idiots, and yet somehow they're like, we just keep winning national titles. I don't know what to tell you. Yahoo! And it works. It's kind of amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
What about Gundy? Mike Gundy,
Newsmax guy. There you go.
There's your guy.
I just think it's weird that you literally have a governor that's taking personal vendettas against people for being progressive.
You think that's weird?
Here now.
Have you been paying attention?
That's true.
Boy!
I guess, I'll tell you what, I don't want it to be weird. I guess I want it to be weird. I want it to be not okay, and yet, here we are.
That was for the good of the game.
Here now.
All right.
Where's Scoots?
Scoots!
Hey, Scoots, get down there and coach a little ball.
Hey, man.
Hey, Scoots, win some games.
Hey. Just win, man.
Just win.
All right, so Holly Rowe loves Big Sook.
Well, she did at one point.
I'm sure she still does. She probably dreams of you.
It's been a while.
Especially after this incident that I'm about to tell you about.
Oh, boy.
So Holly Rowe is in the news, and we have a thing with Holly Rowe here because, well, I'll tell you about it next. She loves Big Sook. And kind of wanted to get in his pants, I think.
Wild speculation.
But
she wanted to watch game film.
Holly Rowe has made headlines again. It just means more to Holly Rowe. We'll have that story for you next on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right.
You're an artist, man.
Thank you.
You actually are. No, you are making a new creation by that. So that is your song now, Rob.
You think Michael likes that?
Well, it'd be the ghost wherever of Michael. He is. Oh, I mean, this is kind of apropos, right? He's a zombie in this. He goes, he's a werewolf and a zombie. So
do zombies fart?
I don't know.
They already smell bad, so does it matter?
What I don't understand, how are zombies strong?
Right.
That's what I don't get, because they're all rotten away and half of them are just like skeletons. One, I don't know how like they move because of all the tendons and stuff, but why all of a sudden, like if you're just some, like if you're like a 110-pound zombie, why do you have the strength then of like Brock Lesnar?
It makes no sense.
Like you just can't rip open someone. Like I can't take my bare hands and just like rip Schultzy apart.
Hot milk.
But if you're a zombie,
you have cookies.
I see these movies where there's like a zombie lady and she's ripping someone open. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, isn't it just that they're dead?
Yeah, it's like the dark death strength or whatever, the magic. Or
I
don't know.
Yeah, they're from the other side.
Yeah, there's some kind of like,
and over there.
Yeah, like there's
you get superhuman zombie strength?
Yeah, there's an afterlife kind of oomph that they get. I assume, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's like the ghosts, you know?
Yeah, how do ghosts touch you? How do they pick anybody up?
Well, that's the other reason why I'm not afraid of ghosts. People are like, oh, it's so spooky. I'm like, why? It's a ghost. What's it going to do to me? Rattle some chains and like make spooky sounds? Don't understand. Zombies, I get being afraid of, especially fast zombies, but the whole idea of being afraid of a ghost, why? What's it going to do? Walk through me?
So when we were at the Oregon-Ohio State championship game in Dallas,
yes,
we were on Radio Row doing our radio show. And
minding our own business.
One of the guests was Holly Rowe, who was an absolute delight.
She was.
I must say this about her. She was really sweet.
Wonderful human being.
Very nice. And we interviewed her on the air, but off the air... It was quite apparent that she liked what you had going on.
Well, she's got some Utah connections. She found out I was an old lineman at BYU, and, you know.
Yep. And I think she's LDS, maybe. I'm not sure if she's LDS, but...
She might be LDS adjacent.
She thought you guys were going to soak.
She was interested. She was interested in watching.
Yeah, she wanted to break down film.
Some offensive line film.
I mean, what?
And I may have gotten an invite to watch
at her room.
Some tape. What's
in
what's,
her room?
That's very wholesome. I don't know why you turn this into something dirty.
That's what it is in the sports world. It's watch. I'm holding up four fingers. Watch film quotes.
I think there would have been film. A lovely charcuterie board, maybe some popcorn, and I would have given her insight into Oregon's blocking schemes. That's
what
it.
If it started that way and then she dims the light? She gets up. You're talking about technique. She just stands up, goes and dims the lights.
I would have talked about duos, maybe some power G. Unsuckable.
She closes the curtains.
Tell you what, we would have run 96 Power King. That's what we would have run.
Pours a glass of wine.
Maybe quarterback two. Sneak? Come on, baby.
Maybe some apple juice, the tush push.
No, she wanted you. It was pretty obvious.
And she's a sweet lady.
Yeah, she was very nice. I don't want to be mean. I'm just telling you, like, dude, it was clear.
Hey, people get hot for each other sometimes. Okay?
I would also
it
like
happens.
To state for the record that I did not accept the invitation to break down.
Well, I don't know film. That because you and I were in different rooms, so I don't know what happened after the show. There are people are saying, a lot of people are saying.
I'll tell you who was very encouraging was one Isaac Rob.
Well, I told you, I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't remember your status at the time, but listen, I'm like, come on, man. How many times has Holly Rowe hit on you? You're at a hotel.
The answer to that question is no.
Get up there.
No.
See what happens. You owe it to me.
There was a lot of that. I do feel like there was a lot of that coming out of you.
A lot of people saying.
It was an opportunity is
it
what
was
it was.
An opportunity.
I want details.
You passed. Anyway, Holly Rowe is back in the news because she was on a, I don't know, some sort of podcast, some stupid, who cares? But
some sort of podcast, it's stupid, who cares?
You know, it doesn't matter which podcast it is, although I should give credit. LR Touchdown Club?
Okay.
Don't know what it is.
No idea.
But she said, okay, here, I'm going to read her a quote. She said, I had a really hot boyfriend. And this is why I say it just means more to Holly Rowe.
Yeah.
Okay, she says, quote, I had a really hot boyfriend, and he was Mr. Switzerland, a bodybuilder.
What?
Yeah. She's telling the host.
So he was a bodybuilder?
Yeah, and he was Mr. Switzerland,
okay.
and she was dating him.
All right.
She says, we dated for 4 years, and when I say smoking hot.
I'm going to work a little Google right now.
And the reason we broke up. Was we were at the ESPYs, and Pat Summitt had just gotten this award, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Okay. I'm familiar with said award. I'm also familiar with the greatness that is Pat Summitt.
Well, Pat Summitt at the time had just been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And the Arthur Ashe Award is a Courage Award, you know, the Stuart Scott and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she says, and I'm in the audience, and I'm just bawling at the ESPYs.
Okay.
And he asked me, what's wrong with you?
Oh.
She's just a coach.
That didn't go over well with Holly, huh?
Whoops. And she says, and so we broke up. I just need you to understand. I gave up Mr. Switzerland because of Pat Summitt. This is a true story.
What? You gave him up because he's dumb, honey.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
I am actively trying to find this Mr. Switzerland. I'm in.
Let me see if I can get his name. I don't think she said.
No, yeah, she's not going to say.
It's not that hard. Can't we just go back and find out who all the Mr. Switzerland people are?
Like Mr. Switzerland people?
Well, like, because there's like Mr. USA. It's a bodybuilding contest. So we should be able to know who Mr. Switzerland is. I find this suspicious.
They are not photographed together.
So.
At least.
So let me just get this straight. So Mr. Switzerland, a man who has dedicated his life to peak physical fitness.
Come on, man.
Mm.
He loved her.
Mm.
Or maybe he didn't.
And there's no photos of them together.
I don't see any.
For 4 years, there's no photos?
Well. I mean, if you Google Holly Rowe and Mr. Switzerland, like you would think they did a red carpet
Thank
or something.
You.
There's nothing.
You know me. When I hear stories, sometimes my antenna goes up. I'm like, not certain about this. I'm not saying that she didn't dump Mr. Switzerland. Seems I'm going to need further information. I'm going to need further details. It's like when someone starts talking about their super hot girlfriend in the Niagara Falls area.
Well, she goes to another school, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to need
a little
more.
I just want you to understand that this could have been you.
I would not have...
You wouldn't have said that, no. But you would have made it. You would have made a comment about Pat Summitt or otherwise,
yeah.
And she would have broken up with you, and I would read about you in the New York Post, and it would be great. And the only difference would be, it's not Mr. Switzerland bodybuilder. She would say, "I had this really hot boyfriend. He was a sports talk host, former BYU offensive lineman. And one day we were sitting at the ESPYs, and he turned to me and he said, I don't know, what would you say? Something stupid that you would say, like...
If I would have offended her at some
point. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, Holly.
Tom Brady's turning into an aging lesbian. That's, like, you've said that a million times.
I have said that.
That would offend her to the point where she's like, well, I just had to break up with him.
Well,
it just means more to Holly.
So what you're saying is we were doomed from the get-go. Me and Holly were not meant to be soulmates.
Dude, that comment was insensitive.
Yes, but if that is what dooms you...
But if that's what made her broke up with Mr. Switzy...
Yeah.
You had no chance with her.
I say at least 17 more offensive things a day to the BTJ. Pat Summitt, if I went and told my gal that something like that, I just insulted. It wasn't even really an insult. I just was insensitive about something she liked. She would probably do handsprings and be like, that's the nicest thing you've said to me in weeks. Meanwhile, for Holly Rowe, no dice. Again, I'm having a hard time.
Well, I think he was more upset about, or she was more upset about, hey, like, care about my feelings, right? Like, it's not just the Pat Summitt thing.
I understand, but if you're going to...
Is this even real?
If I told
you... No, it's real.
If I told you that I dated...
She says it's real.
If I dated Miss America for 4 years and I broke up with her over some weird rando thing, but I couldn't produce any sort of evidence or proof, wouldn't you immediately go down the road of, did you? I need a photograph. I need one. That's all I want. Photograph.
What
4
year was,
years.
What year was the game? What year was that?
The Oregon game?
Yeah. When was you and Holly Rowe's love affair?
Let's go Oregon. And that was Ohio State, right?
So 2016 or 17, right?
Oh, was it?
State National Championship game. When was that? What year? 2015.
15.
2015.
Okay.
So this was shortly after. Maybe that was the thing.
How do you know that?
She was, well, because they said this happened in 2012.
Who said that?
It was in the story.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Where did it say that?
I don't know. I read about it. I think it was the New York Post because I pulled it up because I was trying to see if I could see a photo.
Oh.
So 2012.
So 3 years later, you were the rebound.
I could have been the Mr. Switzerland.
She was
rebound.
Just getting over him in his commentary.
Yeah. She wouldn't have liked my commentary.
Yeah. I can't
Although
think of
I like Pat Summitt.
I can't think of a worse match than you and her.
Nah, I would have said something about a pantsuit. And there's no way I could have made it through. Because can we admit that the ESPYs are the dumbest thing in sports? If you made me sit at the ESPYs and how self-important and indulgent that is, let's play the fun game of how many awful things I would have said to her watching that ceremony.
I don't even think it's about that. I think it's just, I think you would be disgusted by how serious Holly Rowe takes herself and her job.
Yeah.
In the sports world.
That's true.
And you would...
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah,
Look, it's kind of nice to know that after all these years of me constantly thinking what could have been, it's kind of nice to know that it just was not going to work.
No, just the
you did the right thing.
Yeah, our planes were never meant to fly on the same path. Oh, Holly.
Oh, Holly.
Mr. Switzerland. Being said, Holly, I'm going to need you to produce a photo of you and your super hot boyfriend from the Niagara Falls area. I'm going to go ahead and I need that photographic evidence. And it can't be like you pulling out like a folded up picture from like Bodybuilding Monthly. I'm going to need an actual real photograph of the two of you together.
And there is the Holly Rowe. It just means more story.
But you didn't know that you needed, but it turns out.
No, you didn't know you needed that.
That you did.
Coming up next on In the News, what do we got here? Oh, I've got news of the coyote attack from yesterday.
I have coyote news, too.
Coyote news.
Yeah. This morning, big coyote news.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a big In the News here on Halloween. We'll be right back. Here is Schultzy.
Now. From the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a Sports Center update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
First on the Fan, the Portland Trail Blazers back home tonight at Moda Center hosting the Denver Nuggets. It's actually the opening game of NBA Cup play, so you get that special floor for the NBA Cup. Shaedon Sharpe, Chris Murray, and Robert Williams III all listed as game-time decisions. Denver right now a 5.5-point favorite. Tip-off at 7 p.m. on KATU Channel 2.2. The Toronto Blue Jays trying to clinch their first World Series title since 1993 tonight, taking a 3-2 series lead into Game 6 back in Toronto over the L.A. Dodgers. Yoshinobu Yamamoto v. Kevin Gausman on the bump. First pitch is at 5 p.m. on Fox. In the NFL, the Miami Dolphins mutually agreeing to part ways with general manager Chris Greer following their loss to the Ravens. ESPN's Adam Schefter says head coach Mike McDaniel will keep his job through the end of the season despite a 2-7 record. And the 6th-ranked Ducks on a bye this weekend. The Beavs are in action, though, hosting Washington State down in Corvallis. The Cougars are a 3.5-point favorite in that one. Kickoff at 4:30. On CBS. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Schultzy from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Heard missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec Thursday evenings at 7 after Isaac and Souk on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Yeah, I'm feeling like maybe there's a lawsuit at play here. Mr. Switzerland. Stole your girl.
Yeah.
Holly Rowe.
Freaking A, Mr. Switzerland.
Send the advocates. Mm. Sick them on him.
Yeah, Ken and Donnie wouldn't put up with this crap for 2 seconds. When you've been wronged by a, Mr. Switzerland or Mr. Anyone or Mrs. Somebody, if they've injured you, there's only one place you need to turn, and that's the advocates.
He probably would have beat you up with his big Swiss muscles, if I can spit that out.
I bet you Mr. Switzerland is probably put together, I'm guessing.
That's what I said. Yeah. I think he'd kick your ass. And then you could sue him.
Boy, what if me and Switzerland ended up duking it out for the love of Holly Rowe?
Well, you know.
Wouldn't that have been just the two of us wildly swinging on each other at a hotel just for the right to the hand of one Holly Rowe?
Yeah.
I'm glad, as much as I love the advocates, I'm glad that I have never actually needed their services. But if you do, and you've actually been injured by Holly Rowe or Mr. Switzerland or anyone, give them a call because they're really good at what they do.
Yeah, they are. They they will not take your money until they win your case, and it is absolutely free to consult them. So if you've been injured, you need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. And go see our friends, primetime approved, Ken and Donnie at advocateslaw.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, welcome back. Happy Halloween. It is October 31, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Please be seated and all rise. Today is National Caramel Apple Day.
Oh, I love a good caramel apple.
I do too. When's the last time you had one, though?
It's been a long time. It's usually on some sort of coastal trip, you know, maybe like a fair, if you will. And I like mine with nuts. I like the caramel apple, and then you roll it in the nuts.
I don't have extra crunch.
Yeah, or maybe like a chocolate or a white chocolate drizzle. You know, they're doing big things now with caramel apples. It's no longer just about the caramel and the apple.
Shout out to my neighbor. God, I think it was about a year ago now. Our houses are pretty close together in our neighborhood, and they were doing something on the side of theirs. And as a, hey, we're sorry, they brought over 2 caramel apples for my wife and I. So, really nice.
Whoa.
That was the last time we had them.
Now, is your first thought that those are poisoned? Because mine is always that. Like, why would you hand me a caramel apple if it wasn't poisoned?
They're a little older, and they were closed up. They were actually sealed caramel apples. I think they bought them at, like, said market or said event.
Oh, okay.
And they looked, I don't know, unless they did a hell of a job on them, they looked safe to eat. So
I now want a caramel apple.
I do, too. Those are delicious.
I don't know where I would go to get a caramel apple.
Probably New Seasons, like a Whole Foods.
No, I'm at New Seasons all the time, and I've never seen a caramel apple there.
Damn.
New Seasons Hot Bar is elite. Shout out New Seasons.
Yeah. Their sandwiches used to be amazing until they stopped that.
But, I haven't seen the caramel apple.
It is also National Bandana Day. I think you should bring back the bandana.
I have a bandana or two.
Let's go. Get them out. Bring them back.
You want me to start wearing a bandana in here?
I do. That's exactly what I want.
Monday. You got it.
Great.
Red bandana. Now, the key is, do you go like thin Bruce Springsteen, or do you go more of the, like, kind of the high Undertaker biker bandana, or do you go with the cover the whole head bandana?
That's up to you.
I got choice. All right.
It's called style.
Red bandana incoming Monday.
And it's a personal choice.
Just for you.
I saw Chris Jones today.
Yeah.
The Chiefs defensive lineman. He was wearing a bandana, but he had a bandana around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the thing where you flip it and the knot is down here.
Yeah, like Boy Scout style.
Yeah, why?
Was it part of a costume?
No.
That's
but
called, no, he's just being
but
stylish.
But I don't know. He was dancing. I'm not sure.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not going to say anything to Chris Jones because he's a terrifying human being, but maybe he can pull it off. I'm googling Chris Jones bandana. See if I can see this photo.
I was not me. A child was bitten and chased by a coyote in Portland on Thursday.
Yeah, tried to drag her away by the footsies
and later treated for minor injuries at a nearby hospital. Two children, a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old, were playing hide-and-seek in their yard in Northeast Portland's Alameda neighborhood last Thursday when a coyote approached the older child and grabbed their foot.
Yeah.
The department confirmed that the coyote bit the child.
Yeah, dude, that's scary.
That would be the 9-year-old.
Yeah, because I would say that's a decent-sized kid, I'm assuming, at 9 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, why wouldn't the stupid coyote go after the 3-year-old?
Yeah, you gotta go younger. Because they usually, I mean, coyotes are not very big.
The 9-year-old was in socks and was able to shake their foot out of the sock and get away from the coyote. The animal chased the child. Jesus.
That's so scary.
But the child's father was on the front porch and began yelling at the coyote, which then ran away.
Yeah.
My God.
Thank God.
Coyote sightings are common in Portland, especially in the fall. Their attacks are less common, but they do happen. Last summer, a coyote bit a dog in Washington Park and followed the owner. A little purpose pitch from the coyote clan out there.
Yeah, right up there. So I had hot coyote news this morning. I'm taking out the trash, and it's a little dark. You know, the sun was just starting to come up, and I'm dragging out the trash can, and I also had the glass recycling kind of on top of it, you know?
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I hate making 2 trips.
Yeah, you don't want to make 2 trips. Plus, can we admit that, like, picking up the glass, it's kind of dirty and mucky, and you don't want to, like...
Well, you know what I hate about the glass container? Yours is the same as ours, like the yellow one.
Yeah.
The smaller one with the two handles on the side.
Yes, don't like it at all.
What I hate about it is that... There are holes in the bottom of it.
Yes, and so all the...
And so now all the drippings in the water...
Yes!
...falls on your feet.
Yes! And so
I hate that.
And so you're trying to, like, hold... So
why do they have that?
I'm so with you. So the only way to do it is you put it on top and of your recycling, and then you drag it out.
Yeah.
So I'm dragging it out. Also, by the way, I always feel a little judged because I don't put it out every week, and so then when I do put it out, it looks like I'm a raging alcoholic.
Right.
Like, I was not...
People do judge.
I was not proud of my... glass
recycling.
Well,
look, you gotta own it.
It wasn't good. It's not a great look for me.
You know, we're winning in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because my wife is saving wine bottles for a project.
Sure.
So my glass recycle looks great.
Oh.
So I look great. People are walking by going, wow, really healthy family.
Yes.
Little do they know, we're saving all our bottles. They're piled up in the backyard.
Dude, it was pretty, even for me, I was like, dude, this is not a good look. This is not what I want to put out there with
Believe
the neighbors.
Believe me, when I walk my dog, I look at people's glass recycle.
Yes.
And I'm seeing what you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing how much you're drinking.
Yeah.
And I'm judging. You better believe it.
I may have put the good Irish whiskey bottle on top so it wasn't just a series of glass beer bottles.
Smart.
There was a lot of glass beer bottles, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put this nice red breast on top. That way it looks like I'm not like...
Cultured.
Yeah, I'm so not completely cultured. Trash.
You high society drunk you. Good job.
Bingo.
Well, it's amazing.
It's a nice red best blue style. It was delicious, by the way. Highly recommend.
It's amazing how... people's drinking habits, like, you can really tell a lot about their drinking habits by what's in their glass recycle.
Yeah.
And it's sitting right there on the curb. So, you know, it's
I look.
It's not like I'm,
but
I'm watching, I'm looking.
We all do.
It's amazing how many people drink the same thing. Have you noticed that? In other words, it's all one thing in the, like, there's no variety.
No.
It's like, my neighbor likes whiskey, I can tell. He's like the Evan Williams.
Sure.
Always,
it's
Evan,
always
Williams,
Evan Williams.
Never anything else. I'm like, geez, man.
Branch out, man.
Yeah, like, not a, I mean.
No, you're going to get some variety at my place. I like to explore the studio space. Anywho, so I'm dragging it out, and I'm putting it at the curb, and I see, like, the, kind of out of the corner of the eye, and I thought it was, just one of the neighborhood dogs. And I was like, doggy. I'm like, where's your
Who's a good boy?
So I turned to give a good boy. Coyote with a dead rabbit in its mouth.
Oh, wow.
Stops, gives me a little beat, like, hey, what's up? Like 2 feet from me.
What's up,
and
bro?
Then just keeps going. And I was like, well, that happened. I was just kind of one of those. I was like, kind of a bold move for the coyote to
he already had his food.
Yeah. But I would think that he would have avoided.
You're lucky.
Dude, he just went right by me.
He was going to take you out.
That thing was like, that thing had to be like 30 pounds.
Yeah.
It was very small.
Coyotes aren't, they're not that scary, but they are for kids.
Yeah. I just kind of, I don't know, I thought it was kind of a baller move. He wasn't, like, running, he wasn't hiding, just dead rabbit in the mouth, cruising right by me. And we both made eye contact when I turned, because I was getting ready to give him a who's a good boy, where's your owner? He doesn't have an owner. That man, that coyote belongs to the woods, or in this case, the street. And then he just I kind of felt bad for the rabbit. It was cute. It's a cute little bunny, or it was.
Mm.
And, you know, it was no more. And then it just ran off. I don't know where it was going, doing cool coyote things. I just was, they're becoming more and more commonplace in my neighborhood. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, I saw one in our neighborhood not too long ago.
Yeah. I'd never seen one with the... And I don't know why we have so many rabbits, but we have a F-ton of just rabbits that just roam my neighborhood.
Not anymore.
Well, there's one less. That's probably why the coyotes are moving in, is that someone... The coyotes probably have spread the word, hey, man, it's rabbit buffet out here.
By the way, Keith in the garbage truck checking in?
Yeah.
He says, we absolutely judge everyone by what's in their glass recycle and the way you handle your garbage. He says, and this is a good public service.
Okay, talk to me.
He says, your garbage should be bagged and tied or else you are scum. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so...
You don't put loose garbage.
Some people... Well, yeah, if you put loose garbage in your garbage can,
yeah, you suck.
You're an ass.
Unless, yeah. If there's a one or two, loose items, sure. Like, I'm putting stuff in at the end after I've bagged.
Yeah, fine. I've done that.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay,
I've done
that. But other than that, it's all
but
bagged.
But generally speaking, it should be bagged.
Yeah.
And when you throw your bag in the garbage, make sure it's tied and sealed.
Yes.
Some people just throw the open bag in there, and that defeats the purpose of having it in a bag.
I like where we're going with this.
That's what I think he's saying.
Keith, good for you for putting that out there, and we're going to help spread that message. Yeah. There's no reason to be a savage when it comes to your garbage.
Right. Be respectful to the garbage men.
Yes. They're the ones that have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Although I don't appreciate the judgment there, Keith.
Well,
coming
they don't,
from my glass recycling.
Do they really have to deal with it when the arm just comes out and picks up their trash and throws it in the back?
Yeah, but they still eventually, you don't want that stuff all loosey-goosey. I think the idea is when you keep it, just everything is better when it's... Loose trash is worse in any situation. There's no reason to have loose trash.
Now, here's a UPS driver. He says, I absolutely judge people whose trash smells awful.
Well,
that goes back to, again, you shouldn't need to have loose trash.
If you can smell it from 30 feet, you're disgusting.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people are throwing out, bad meat or anything.
Do you guys... Okay, here's a question. When you pick up dog poop, in the poop bags, do you combine the poop bags into a larger bag and seal that bag? Or do you just throw the standalone poop bag from that particular dookie into the trash?
Standalone poop bag.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe they're saying, hey, maybe... Collect those into one larger bag and seal it, because then it wouldn't stink as bad.
It's all
right?
garbage.
Well,
man.
No, but my dog poop bags are anti-smell. I make sure they're tied tight.
Yeah.
And when I do pick up all the poo from the backyard, that does go into a larger trash bag and then gets tied off. Yeah, you can't have loose turds in your garbage.
But you can have loose turds in dog poop bags. In your garbage.
Yes. Yes. But an open turd bag is...
Oh, yeah. You have to seal it.
Although, can I make an admission? I just realized. You know what I do sometimes? I have thrown a dead animal away.
Yeah, I was going to... Okay. No, that was going to be my next question. So, we have cats.
Yeah.
Well, we've taken to letting the cats out into the wild now.
Yeah, and they're killing stuff.
Because I feel like... They're in prison down there, so let's give them yard time.
Yeah.
And one of them came back with a mouse, as cats do.
Yeah.
And that raised a question with my wife. I'm like, well, should I put that in a bag, or can I just throw the mouse into the trash?
I think you should
you got to put it in a bag.
And I am a... Because I mentioned I have the murder pile, because we have a big hawk that lives up in the tree, and he dumps his carcasses on my wood pile. So we get dead animals, and I... just take the shovel and I just throw it in the trash. And I'm going to apologize. I never once thought about my poor garbage guy dealing with a rotten cart. That really should go in a sealed bag.
Yeah.
And I do not.
You need to seal
it. No, I need to be better. I'm owning that.
And then what about the yard poop bags going into the yard debris can?
I don't think you can do that.
That's not yard debris.
That's not yard debris.
Yeah,
plus, it's plastic. I don't think you do that.
It says green stuff only, on the side of the big old.
Yeah, I don't think you. Debris. I think
You're supposed to put used pizza boxes in there.
Oh, really?
Did you guys know that?
Green one?
Yeah, in the green one.
I had no idea.
Yeah, because it's not recyclable if it's had food on it.
But it's compostable at
Correct.
That point?
Okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm looking here at this Chris Jones bandana. He's just doing a style thing.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's just,
Well, he's already started it. You should keep it going.
All right.
Next week.
Me and Chris Jones.
I want to see it.
I'm bringing in a band. It's going to be a bandana week next week.
Let's see. More from the People Suck Department next on The Fan.
All right.
right. In the news, October 31, 2025. It is indeed Halloween. The kids are probably getting all suited up and getting all fired up right about now.
Begging for some socialist candy.
Boy, this is a bad story.
Great. Feel good story of the year.
A Southeast Portland liquor store employee suffered a heart attack while working last weekend. And while some people rushed to help, the store manager said one man took advantage of the chaos and stole hundreds of dollars from the store.
Yeah,
good Lord.
Now, my buddy owns a Southeast liquor store.
So this is Bins and Barrels.
Oh, no.
The manager's name is Michelle.
Not my guy's store.
She said, during this time, several good Samaritans came in and tried to help out. Unfortunately, one man came in and acted like he was trying to help. He even took Jason's pulse when it was obvious he was patting him down to find his wallet.
Oh, my gosh.
Security camera footage from Bins and Barrels shows a man with a black jacket and red hoodie appearing to assist Jason Hay, who had collapsed behind the register.
Boy, is there something that is sleazier than stealing someone that's in the middle of a heart attack? You're like, well, he's not going to be needing this. Go ahead. Grab it. My God.
There should be a special punishment for that kind of behavior.
The employee helping Hay asked bystanders to help find Hay's bag before he was taken by the ambulance. That suspect is then seen on security footage rummaging through the back office. He's seen going through drawers and searching all over the room and then appears to stuff something down his pants.
It's no good, man. That's all kinds of bad.
Apparently, he took a laptop bag. He discovered that their change safe was open, grabbed the bank bags, shoved them down his pants.
What an absolute piece of crap.
No kidding.
The bank bag down the pants.
Yeah, no one knew the guy got out of there with money. The manager said it wasn't until she got the chance to go back the next day. She found the bank bags missing, checked the cameras, and found out what was happening.
I mean, if you think about it, though, while it is sleazy, it is probably the best time to rob someone. I mean, it's not like they can do anything about it. They're having a heart
attack.
That's
horrible. Like, I mean, what if you're a petty criminal with a heart?
What if you rendered aid and then stole his wallet? Does that do anything for you? Like, you save his life by giving him chest compressions, but you also steal his wallet. Is that a push?
What a great question.
How does that work?
It's not a push.
It's not?
No. But so, you do get points for rendering aid.
Like, you're pissed that he stole your wallet, but he can retort with, I saved your damn life.
It is worse that, to me, it's worse that he stole the wallet.
Better than saving his life? I think that's
a push. It's not equal.
I think it's a push.
That's not a push. You're a piece of crap, but you did a good thing before being a piece of crap. But it does not absolve you. That's bullshit. And by the way, the guy's in the ICU. He's unconscious.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeez.
It's not good.
There's now a GoFundMe.
That'll raise a bunch of money, and it should.
Let's check it.
I feel bad for the guy. I'm going to say that's at like $50,000.
$1,860.
That's it?
Yeah, go ahead and donate there, tough guy.
All right, shiver shorts. That story should get out. Isn't it amazing? So that poor bastard had a heart attack, got robbed. And, like, that one idiot was calling that little kid the N-word and got, like, $750,000.
What are we doing?
What are we doing, man?
And that's your In the News for Halloween night, October 31, 2025. Coming up next, we have viral videos from sports. And, hey, Chaunce was arrested by the FBI.
Yes, he was.
Now an Oregon duck has been arrested by the FBI.
Goodness.
That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.